Proclamation number 5732 of 27th of July, 1953. Otherworldly listeners. Questions. About Jesus Christ. Blessings. Countless souls in the beyond come into possession of spiritual goods which follow you in your activity for me and my kingdom and are willing to be taught. A source of life has also been made accessible to them, for completely dead souls experience a boost once they have participated in the teachings which are recognizable as rays of light and attract such souls. And once the power of the divine word has become perceptible, they constantly long for it. And ever new souls call for it, ever new souls desire to receive light, and ever new souls are therefore brought close to the gospel, which now utilize it again in turn in order to help other souls out of the same adversity. If you humans knew about the blessing of such spiritual work, you would be happy to be able to help and participate ever more eagerly in the work of redemption. But the assurance should suffice you that your help is dearly desired and eagerly awaited, that the flock of those who surround you is constantly increasing and that much light has already been kindled which will never go out again. For anyone who has once been touched by a spark of light in the spiritual kingdom no longer wants to remain without light and now earnestly strives to increase his knowledge which, because it is truth, now surrounds him as light whose glow he no longer escapes from but feels blissfully happy in it. And they ask you for information in the form of thoughts which are conveyed to you from the kingdom of light in order to be able to be answered truthfully. The questions of the listeners in the beyond are often the same, because they are always preoccupied by certain problems which arise again and again in them because they were taught about them wrongly or not at all when they still lived on earth. And I know about these questions and gladly provide clarification in the form of instructions, in the form of my word. 7/27 1953. Now on earth people's teachings were untrustworthy as soon as they were not offered by a spiritually awakened person who could certainly have given them the right clarification. And thus it is especially the problem of Christ which was incomprehensible to them and which they therefore believed they could not accept. And therefore countless beings enter the kingdom of the beyond with wrong or insufficient knowledge and therefore almost no faith in Jesus Christ, and they are in great distress. Because without Jesus Christ no one can become blissfully happy and because they therefore have to believe in him if they want to ascend from the abyss. And deep darkness will surround these souls as long as they are not given a light in whose glow they can behold the cross of Christ. As long as they do not hear the truth about him, who himself is the light, the truth and the life. The souls have to be taught about him, and often they even lack all knowledge because they did not possess it when they ended their earthly life. These souls see it shine particularly brightly where a light is kindled about Christ, where spiritual instructions take place which deal with the problem of redemption, God's human manifestation and his crucifixion. Countless beings push towards this light, and although they initially lack all understanding they nevertheless feel the benefit of the rays of light and remain in it. They no longer turn away but wait patiently until they are enlightened, until they understand everything they hear, until a desire arises in them to always remain in this light and to participate in Jesus Christ's act of salvation. To receive light about Jesus Christ and his work of redemption is synonymous with certain redemption through him. To know nothing of him is to dwell continually in darkness. What you humans now do to spread the knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, apart from the direct blessing for those who receive it from you, also results in undreamt of blessings for the beings in the beyond who surround you and no longer leave you because they see this Christ light around you and want to be permeated by it. And the more it is your will to consciously convey light to them, the more successful your work will be. For the souls in the beyond accept more easily and more quickly than people on earth. Only pure truth is to be offered to them, because this strength is in itself and has to work where it is not rejected. And since the souls are in darkness and powerless, light and strength are the most desirable things to them, for they feel both as a blessing and are grateful for the attention. As soon as the connection from earth to the spiritual kingdom is established, the light already radiates and attracts countless souls out of darkness. And what was still in darkness will be illuminated by the light of truth, and full understanding will be given to those who desire light over every misunderstood teaching. Questions on earth or in the beyond always precede the instructions by beings of light. For every soul shall be instructed which asks questions so that it will find it easy to believe, so that it will now also find Jesus Christ, so that it will recognize him as its Redeemer, without whom no one can become blissfully happy. That it may cry out to him for his love and grace, for his mercy, so that it may be saved from darkness. Amen.